At a rat.
It is true, there is a thing here I do not understand.
When things go.
Huckabee.
Trouble cook. Condoleezza. Trouble cook.
I'm coming back to the play,
but I don't know.
It is
true.
Trouble cook.
Things go. When things go.
Huckabee.
That's my bro.
Which candy?
That's my bro.
Back to play, but I don't know.
That's my bro. Which candy?
Should you want it any other way?
No.
That's okay. This one goes out.
Are there any other,
the Guardians of.
This one goes out to the one I love.
Grandfather.
Coming to you. On your personal stereo.
What's the drink you're going to show us this time, Blackstone?
Who is
I'm coming back to play, but you still think I still learn about religion, science, and I'm an amateur, you're a pro. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I love. Coming to you on your personal stereo. This one goes out.
Well, now there's two sides to every question.
We
wouldn't want to condemn anyone for his beliefs, whatever, however outrageously stupid they may be.
But I think we should make the exception this time. Perhaps we should condemn.
I think we should make a very special exception of this individual.
There he goes.
Well, we've lost our last caller owing to a surge of power sent over the lines from a mysterious origin. His charge removed from the chair.
They're gone.
Little callers are folded up.
That's strange. All the lights in the switchboard have gone off, and the power seems to be diminishing here in the studio.
Yes.
More coffee?
Could it be that they are outside?
Yes, waitress, I'll have more coffee. Look at that waitress hair. How does she do that?
I don't know.
Well, this place in Dallas was just like the Cafe Depresso in any other city.
I don't think you've got
waiting for the morning plane and listening to those horrible bands play that stupid music.
And then having to clean up the studio after they left.
The coffee appeared,
but those guys didn't even wash their guitars after they played.
Now, by means of mechanical
arms, they didn't care neither.
The doctor is manipulating the canister's lid. Soon these substances will be drawn out of their protective isolation.
Well, hello there,
and the deadly neutrino bombardment will begin.
Listener-censored radio.
The subject seems easy and is
just a subgenius revival. I think it's one of the K tapes.
Well, shall we plug in our...
Yeah, Signer Rep... Okay, go ahead. Reference your ID number.
14713.
K14713.
We are running a check on that.
3-1
Will you hold, please?
I get lost in the red tape all the time on this show.
Look, you can't get on the show until you get your number right,
yeah,
okay?
Don't use red tape, use brown tape.
If you just wear the identification bracelet that we sent you in the mail, you wouldn't even have to give us the number. We could read it.
Their sockets like Randy Spears, and each particular hair stand on end like wheels upon the
floor. Sure, what do you need to know?
What do you need to know?
Okay, who's going to be there?
Oh, we already said
who
that.
Who isn't going to be there?
Who
that's more
is
like
going
it. Well,
to be
I can
there.
Probably
anybody
tell you.
Who is anybody
Doctors
is going
for Anubis probably won't be there.
Okay.
But it'll be fun to be in the audience,
Dr.
too.
Dr. Sternocke-Caver will be there. Jane Eberflees, Puzzling Evidence, Buck Naked. Pope Meyer will preach. Glass Madness will sing. Lies will be there.
Lies will perform on the multi-tone
symphony. Are tickets being sold? Do they need to be sold? Can I help sell?
Tickets are being sold.
You can get them, and you can buy a lot of them, and then
warbling out of
them.
Buy some
for
that's all that really matters.
Well, you can't say how much, but how can I find out more about this?
Well, listen to the show every minute you can.
When you're waiting in bed,
I don't have the number
sand.
Right now, but call back
there will
next
be
Saturday morning because
you,
there is a
both
there is
outside
an info
and
line
inside
hooked
the home
in the city. I don't have the number.
Perhaps
right now
the wind in the trees,
there,
or a cat meowing
no, no,
next door,
it's a,
or distant traffic, or the occasional plane. Inside, there might be the habitual sounds of the heating system, the hum of the refrigerator, the air conditioning, or your partner's contented breathing. If you have sleeping difficulties, you might begin to feel irritated by such extraneous sound.
Deeper, 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 deeper.
But the following exercise shows how you can turn these potential sleep thieves into sleep allies. It won't help you to come to terms with pulsating dance music from a party next door. The best advice in that case is to complain to the neighbors, but it will help you find a contented focus for your thoughts and, in the process, accelerate sleep. As you lie in bed, identify the noises you hear. Each little sound, near and far. It doesn't matter if you get it wrong, just make an educated guess. Imagine the sources of these sounds as part of the great positive rhythm of life, whether of the city, the suburbs, or the country. Depending on where you live.
We are not interested in those who call representatives of MSK.
They are performing a concert for your benefit.
Who are not ready to kill themselves for Bob.
We're not ready to sit in front of a bus for Bob. We're not ready to immolate themselves for Bob. And
no.
We're not ready to slit their perineums and thoraciums with the hari-kiri knife.
That's true. We're not ready for someone who's not ready to... We're not ready for nothing that's not ready.
Hi, this is all the boat people. Can you send us out about 25,000 pieces with lots of anchovies for real, like quick?
Just don't forget the gravy boats out there.
It's getting real.
What about the caller?
Let these thoughts about their origins drift away as you begin to dwell lightly in your mind on the sounds themselves. Think of them as having soothing powers. They're part of the normal background to falling asleep. And each sound you hear is taking you one step further toward the desired destination. In fact, what you're doing now is meditating on these noises. You're reaching a plateau of contentment with your surroundings, a state of harmony, if you like. You are aware of the sounds, but you're not reacting to them. You're letting them happen. In the same way, sleep happens. Coming out of nowhere, taking you by surprise. Tibetan Buddhists sometimes meditate on an imaginary disc of white light inside the body, in the region of the heart.
Yes, we'll just keep on frantically smashing our way through the verbal bits, the Nerf ball.
There's no verbal going on here.
No,
young man.
There is no
just
verbal
cold
verbal.
Outside.
We gotta speed up things too much.
It'll be
enough.
It's cold
too
outside.
Little, way too little to stand in so big.
How many callers can stand it out there in the cold?
I could.
And the callers
check
my
numbers.
Bob wants everybody. Bob wants a little cabbage doll to call.
Everybody's dreaming while in the swamp bongs the gongs of a throng of frogs.
Bob wants you to wake up. Hello, caller.
Well, the switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree down
here. Yes, unfortunately, we're disconnected from everyone.
Yes,
another scary caller. Well, he fell asleep
wondering
on the phone.
About
there's only one little light. Let's triangulate on that.
Well, it's the same old little light.
Oh, that little light.
Hello, little
so
light.
So shines a good deed in a
you're there
world.
Again. No, he's not. Hello, little light.
Why, it's like playing hide-and-go-seek with
well,
a monk.
Well, no one's there.
Little light.
You know, raising hamsters may seem silly, but it's plenty work for a grown man.
Dr. Rex
even
is
a whole
upside
family.
Down.
Let's
using
start
the top of his head as a landing field for a group of squadron, it looks like, of small UFOs.
In the morning, after
there the they go, taking off. So, what we have here is two landing fields for UFOs, three communication centers, and the Parsec Syrup Supply House for an entire studio.
There we found this creature.
We, too, were wondering exactly what had happened.
Hamster, whatever you want
we think the show had started.
Took it home,
and it continued to start, and start, and start, and start, and start.
But we just start.
Oh, it's dark and beautifully out here.
Hey, guys, I'm terrible.
Hey, look at that. He's got one half of the receiver in one hand. One half of the receiver in his other hand.
about things.
Show canceled. Restart. Show canceled. Restart.
Robo Android does not respond. Now, look, he's coming around.
I feel better now. I'll just swim away from the building.
Come back here with that boy.
And I'll make the show funny someday.
But as he was swimming, an enormous porpoise came up under him to no purpose.
Just a couple more new tape recorders, Gary. Just buy me one new tape recorder.
He didn't know as he entrusted his frail body to the heaving bosom of the almighty deep that giant squids underneath were titillating and tingling him and tickling him with their tentacles.
And rubbing them with oyster sauce.
I wish I was there now. It sounds like fun.
Yes, well, this stuff you just have eaten at a thousand cheap Chinese restaurants.
Huge bulbous
can be there. Here we go.
The thousand cheap bills of some genius consumed and marches on to ever-present death and malaria.
As the drum and bugle corps of marine monsters came surging above the
shore. Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Now, as we watch the parade come up and down Pennsylvania Avenue, backwards, forwards,
this is an exciting and historic moment.
Oh, and good morning, caller. How do you feel about this historic moment? Oh, it's hard to hold this end of the world up.
Hurry
up,
microphone's red hot.
I can't hold the show up much longer, caller.
What? You'll have to speak up, caller.
Come on, let's show some gumption.
You are totally tyrannized by your caller.
I'm trying to get away from that. That's why you heard the comment earlier from Dr. Mofram. I broke the telephone. I'd actually turn the pot down so that no caller could call in. I'm tired of these callers.
Okay.
We melted the asphalt in front of our studio so the callers would become mired up to the tires like the great tire fire.
Okay, go ahead. He's all right. That's just echo bad.
All right,
here,
fire.
Give me some TV
fire
water.
Okay. Drop fire. Fire in order.
Stay down, Carl. Look out, look out.
Good work.
Yeah, those are little proton torpedoes. They're made by Carter. He fires them over the telephone. Okay,
look at that flaming hair and those things melting up. Now fire a final volley.
Whenever you hear that helium, Jesus, you gotta stay down because the caller's are real scared. Everybody's real scared.
That means
I feel better. Okay, things are white. I'm in the hospital again. No, I gotta get out of here. Wait a minute, the parade's starting in the hospital. This is insane. I've gotta get back to the show. I'll swim back to the show. Toward the building.
The window is closed.
Report to operating theater number 13.
We cut that collar off.
If you don't write, we're not going to keep paying for that box.
I try to do the best I can, but sometimes a thousand twangling instruments about my ears, and sometimes voices.
Yes, and sometimes
You're
okay, but I hate to wake up and hear things sound this way. It makes me mad to hear this crap. That means shows always the same. Yes, yes. Get so sleepy.
God loves me.
Want to turn the radio down? Fall on the ground.
Yes, aren't they nice out there in space?
Millions of miles from the Earth. All our problems
they're here.
Are small and petty.
Little aliens.
But here on the surface,
they landed on top of Bruce Carter's head.
Stop him! He's getting away!
I believe tonight we were supposed to talk about how beautiful is the country. Yes, things are beautiful and lovely. And Palmer and his little friends were skipping gaily through the country, unable to make it to the show.
When suddenly a dark cloud came over the sun and they pricked their fingers on
this was supposed to be a fun vacation for Palmer. He was in love.
But love was not long enough.
Oh boy,
I wish I could.
Subtle innuendo is that the show wouldn't be there when he returns.
I wish hope something opens up on the show soon. I can jump in.
Good time.
Yeah, I hope so too, because Palmer won't be here again. No, he's just out enjoying himself in the country. Yeah, nature.
He's out among the birds and the buckboards, nature boy out there, and we wish him the best. But when he wakes up and sees some kind of rabid raccoon chittering at his window, he'll wish he was here in the studio.
Well, that wasn't much of a rabid raccoon,
I've got to admit, but it was the best thing we've got down.
And we're coming up on the halfway mark once again for one of these scary little shows.
Yes, so remember the good part of the show.
You're
we'll
with
be
us
getting
here in the morning.
Now we're ready to go to camera 3 and the closest shot of this scary operation which we've been able to see this morning. Yes. Doctor, would you explain what you're doing with that shiny, glittering instrument there?
And it goes down the tube, such a very long tube.
Hello there, friends. At the other end of this football field, there are 50 eager dogs ready to dash for the hash.
These are not good operating conditions here on the football field with all these dogs crowding around the table, but they get whatever's left over, and that's what we call the ego balance of nature.
Nevertheless, I'll try to wake up and talk.
Yes, it's true. The show stumbled on its own 1.5 feet.
Come on, Doctor. This man's bleeding to death. Give him some atropine.
Okay, watch out, because you might see him to death.
Oh.
Yes, well, the listeners probably have listened themselves to death already, but that's not my problem. My problem right now is, what do I do with this prop?
The listeners are not able to put together the interrogators
as
they said them.
Do what they normally do.
Invariably, they put them wrong with the bottom of the isosceles triangle on the stand instead of the other way around. Until they can understand this fundamental difference, they will not be able to construct their interrogators properly.
This is the British Broadcasting.
I'm terribly sorry. I needed the sternutician running up to these dishes of the relief.
I'm afraid you've been sternutized one time too many, Dr. Ham. Really do love
hash. Well, look, I didn't realize what I was doing. I thought
I had
to use old Betsy's belly for a boat.
I mean, just because you think you can come on the show and get free sternutition at the cost of our listeners doesn't mean you can do it.
Now, see here, by Tunkit, I can take sternutition wherever I find it, because that's the way it's been ever since Woodrow Wilson, that great American, was in power.
Only thing that makes you feel real old.
Hey, it's a Hymenero Chimpachero for that. Some of us subgeniuses have been out in the hills, and we never get old, we never die, nor does the flesh corrupt. We eat of the flesh.
That's true. Many subgenius restaurants in Tucson, Arizona serve those very chimpacheros with a tangy hot sauce on, and of course a little cilantro. Yes.
They're called Hymenero Chimpacheros, and they're delicious.
They actually are. The El Dorado restaurant on East 4th, they actually serve those with the giant tortillas and of course with the...
And the ringtown body Michicambo.
That's right. And as the mariachis begin to march through the restaurant,
it does
include
mammal
flesh. The terrible music while you eat.
The rattle-adda-ladda, battle-adda-battling.
We thank them. That's right, and here at La Cholla...
What do you think of the...
You can adapt this idea by making a visualization that will carry you over the bridge from wakefulness to sleep. Try it. You might be pleasantly surprised at its effectiveness. If it doesn't work the first time, don't force things. You might even find that sleep is delayed a little the first few nights you try this technique.
Two and two.
Only then can you rub your stomach, pat your head, and recite the sacred mantras of the subgenius.
Now, I sense one here on line number one. Yes, it's the subgenius idiot contest. Please express yourself.
Yes, I have 12 pounds of reading ability underwear. Would you be interested in buying some at the discount group rate?
Ah, yes, the stupidometer registers at 4.2 for this fellow.
What kind of crayfish would you say this fellow was in his past life?
That old hag sounds like she needs a lot of slack.
It alarms me.
Sorry, only a 3.3 on this.
Well, the old hag has probably bottomed out.
Wait a minute. What? The stupidometer's bottoming out. Wait a minute. We're in the -6 region right now.
What? Look at the switchboard. It's lighting up again like a St. Vitus dance.
Smoking. And even the Uber has forgotten how to use a simple American machine that he's forced to use.
He's doing it deliberately, Doctor. I've told you again and again he's sabotaging this show.
I don't understand what's going on here.
He's the quizzling in our midst. He's the traitor.
That's true.
We'll need him in the court of Star Chamber. We'll knead and pummel him until he tells us the truth.
Let's put some funny little glasses on him and see what he looks like.
Yeah, one of those funny party
hats. Hold up the glasses.
Make him wear those yellow shoes.
Well, I'm sorry, but there's no one stupid enough to even approach.
Why don't you press that glowing, pulsating button?
Well, unless you want to count what's his name, of course.
Okay, okay, Gabofra. Crawl under the blistering, burning hot wax machine. It's your life. I don't care. Go ahead.
Here we go. Adventure in Dogstown.
By Unity, we're in the jungle now. Look at them, bright blue tropical birds.
Is up on the hill. That's
what?
Ooh, what happened? Oh, okay.
We're drinking low tea, constant conversation.
Mobius Rex is over there set up with a communication gear, trying desperately to call one of the last planets that might have some communicatory faculty that might be able to receive your show.
However, the radio reception isn't very good.
A couple more volunteers for this.
Message terminated. Oh, that was exhausting. I don't think I've ever done anything like that.
Some of the mental attitudes that exist in our society, which might tend to make it unthinkable nuclear war, thinkable.
I think about it.
I think about it.
I think I'll have one right now.
Yeah, press that button.
If I want to be killed, I want to be killed by Americans. We paid for the sons of bitches. Now, we want them to drop on us. We don't want no Russian bombs, which are probably inferior anyway.
I'll go for it, save mine for the real army.
How's that on stupidometer there?
In the nuclear analysis, when the Russians detonate a nuclear
weapon,
the resulting confusion of all seismic signals will cause the simultaneous detonation of American
warheads.
Sorry, no, we'll collect from them later.
Oh, wait, we have a sky call from Mr. Frodo Bizarre.
Who's this whining simp?
I don't know.
I'm just a whining simp. I only work for you.
Hello.
The hope that atheists have to offer is not the hope of some miraculous salvation or a blissful life after death. Our optimism lies in the
what is like a railroad train. Let it be known that we aren't afraid of ghosts and spooky monsters. Let it be known that we cannot be pushed around as some would have it. We are the vanguard of the forthcoming master society. We will know what buttons to push and what levers to pull. It is to future generations to decide the validity and the importance of what we do here. No one can understand this without first experiencing in the white hot forge the crucible of decision. Now is the time, more than any other, when we need to grasp the will to order, to grasp the nettle, stride forth, gird up our loins for the forthcoming struggle. It is up to you, and you, and you, and you, the forerunners of the subgenius age of tomorrow, to make sure that we are never threatened by those dark and chaotic forces in our society, which ever tend to undermine the best and
of our society. Welcome to KPFA.
All my friends, be not deceived. The caller who calls at night is not your friend. Stand up, force yourself to play out
the answers. The ungodly hour of 7 o'clock.
You've got to come back to life.
There goes Howie.
I know you're scared, Doctor. I know it. You've got to force yourself.
Is there anything we can do?
Everything with you.
Is there anything we can do?
There's nothing.
Got to force yourself. Something we can do. Now, someone figure out what we're supposed to do.
I don't know. I guess he's supposed to answer the phone, and then we start talking or something. I don't know.
It can't be done. It's useless.
I think there's...
I think we have a problem here. I don't even think I...
No answer on the home planet.
I can't keep up with this anymore.
Maybe there's no home planet to answer anymore.
Must reach oxygen switch.
Must eat food. Must breathe air.
Can't
must
take it.
Excrement it.
I'm blacking out.
Must fall on ground.
Hold on, Sparky. Hold on. We're coming. We're almost to you.
It's Pi King. Goodbye, Sterno.
Sparky, don't black out.
This morning... I am going to especially speak on the subject of heaven.
No.
And especially on the wonderful glory of heaven.
Everything is fine in
First of all, I'm going to explain that there will be
everything's fine.
You're 10 minutes late, Napa caller. We're trying to call everybody else now.
We're gonna have to.
That was your mama. She's calling again. Bye. Hold on. Bye.
No, go away. Bye.
Everything's fine.
No, listen. You too.
You too. Wait.
Napa caller, it's not that we don't want to talk to you.
Official business.
We have to transpire some communicative business here.
I'm stuck. We'll find
Houdini's in other parts of the world. Oh. Then we'll be back to a local college.
A lot to do.
We send one
guy
to
the
San Francisco, California.
What?
94110.
Yes, it's just a tape. Listen, this is not a party. This is just a tape.
There's no one in the studio, just a low, forlorn little cassette.
Yeah, it's so much Wotan, but the problem is that we have to reach other Wotron molecule. Miracle makers,
you're pitiful.
Yes?
You're pitiful. You're all pitiful.
Wonderful miracle.
You're a pitiful spectacle.
Now, Hal,
your miracle is a pitiful spectacle, and I spit on your
pitiful
miracle.
The Napa caller's been nice enough.
I spit on your pitiful spectacle.
The Napa caller's been nice enough to
let us kill him on the air once again.
To start a little Hal Flan Club out there. It's very little right now, but it's going to grow.
It's very far beyond the flange right now, but we're hoping to garner many members and groupies for the big bash that's coming up this Saturday.
Oh, sorry.
You can swat flies and squash mosquito hawks all you like at our spacious solarium and bask on the sun porch under the 9,000 degree lights of our solar canister.
It's so comfy out here.
Wonderful, doesn't it? But only
then take
for
a plunge in
seconds.
The rotary whirlpool cream cheese bath and have your skin dynamically palped and massaged by the chinicarai of numerous arachnids.
Oh, boy, it sure feels good.
We should try to get a hold of the miserable Molo creature, I think.
Those miserable molecules haven't put together one digiton of the actualized subzero.
Well, ever since I found that black widow that Smith put in my kitchen.
It was amazing. I reached for this can of Japanese Coke in my hand, and I suddenly saw our old friend Lactrodecamatus shimmering underside, upside down, down the stickiest little old web in creation. I said, that's a black widow.
And they say it's a silver high story.
And I say, neighbor, how long has it been since you've been bitten but by black widow spiders?
Well,
not
since my Navy days. When I was out there sleeping in the jungle, the next thing you know, some black dude at night picked the hammer down and rolling down the hill.
Yeah, first thing I know, I come to consciousness, and this big spider, about 6'8", maybe 9, 10 pounds, was swinging off me, and I was running down the hill hollering in the dark.
Answering machine? Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We aren't afraid of giant spiders here.
David, this is KPFA. We're on the air. You're not. Well, too bad. Just your machine, huh? This is Doug. You better call. We're going to talk about the show. You know, your preaching show, the revival. Wake up and go to sleep.
Paul's dead.
I buried Paul.
Now we've got to call yet more people.
Yes.
And more. Oh, we want to leave a caller here in your message, caller. Okay, now this caller is going to be very honored to leave a message. Okay, well, let's try Philo. Now, we're back to the serious request that we need a choir for the show in January. By January, we need to put together a female choir to put behind interns
or a dear man,
the program choir himself when he's preaching.
Yes, or after the show.
Yeah, see, as Nelson tries to explain to the communication net that they really are serious about what's going on. We're still there. Arkansas still there.
We're not
there. Too many guys are calling in and not enough talking.
To acquire a choir of the fair distaff sex for our forthcoming bash and the dumbbell.
Oh, well, that is an incredible career.
But the incredible
we're trying to get to Philo, probably, and then we're back to the normal world.
They get money. Some people find it. No less.
Some callers, I know, look at this. 10, 15, 20.
Look, the lights, they're pulsating in your
house. Look, the whole map's lighting up.
Society here, I think we're going to...
There's incoming missiles coming up over the ice.
We've got confirmed high confidence in callers from all sectors.
Listen, I'll carry the station over here. If we can just swim over here, we'll get back to the cars. But first, we have to see if Philo Drummond's awake. I can't believe it.
Welcome to the Bob Reservation.
I wonder what that message is going to sound like. Colin, what do you think the message would sound like when four doctors are yelling into an answering machine? We're 3,000 miles away.
Yes, and you're just the audience that pays for it. Well, don't worry.
Remain still.
You can do it too.
Probably because the musical
life. I'm using my mobile phone and walking down the street.
This guy talks about Doug. I don't want to watch this channel any longer.
It's the counter process.
I don't understand what's going on.
One, Subgenius Rumba was originally for Alfred Waters and is part of the immense horde of manuscripts in the library. The other is important. Whom or why it is composed is, as usual, not known. That is normal when dealing with the work of Doug. However, now, it is perhaps Betty, better side? To have the music
our
itself intact than to know all about its antecedents
and, Betty,
and life
did
history.
You do anything special
when listening to a beautiful piece of music, one must always keep one thing in mind. If the third
waste any more of your time,
two acoustic resonance cannot occur. The sounding board of the cranium, the soft palate, the skull, must be kept stretched to a disgusting pitch. Listen to the panting and grunting. This because these two people enjoy
kids. Well, they were enjoying themselves until you happened in on us, Doctor.
Well, we didn't mean to spit them
on
that closed
window. For science.
Well, anything is worth doing if it's for science. That's how I get anybody to do anything. I just tell them it's for science.
All right, I'll just run over there.
Come on, take those wires.
Listen, there's a payphone.
We got her.
You've heard of pumping iron? Well, you wouldn't believe what we're doing down at the studio tonight.
No.
Get in touch with your cranium. Get in touch with the tactile side of your sensory.
All doctors to the operating pads. All doctors to the operating pads.
I'm not going to kill another one of those.
Attach the operating pad to the elbow of the receptacle.
I'm not taking responsibility for these patients any longer.
Scary little doctors.
Doctor, the Doug Gum is lowering the radioactive spatula down toward the quivering exposed flesh of the patient.
A little amoeba,
Mr. Dog. What's going on?
Oh, no!
Good at that, Carol.
This cell has just hit a nadir of case, I must say.
We're back to current events here. Yes, it's current events. Social studies and...
We are gathering on times, I don't know what the word is. These are good attacks who are being battling
why?
The nuances of history.
Yes, and we're
But my friends, do not think this is entirely sincere. There are forces of darkness.
You people really sunk into the nadir of that is
the nadir of grittier, my friend. We heard ourselves into enclaves.
Yeah, that's true with me.
We heard ourselves into crowds.
Hey, you with it. Man, hey, the earth is round. Hey, check it out.
We go with the
flow. Chihuahua.
Dr. Hal, wait a minute.
Ooh,
I think we have here a patient.
Dr. Hal, wait a minute. I think we have some patching
obvious to me that this patient has to mellow out and drink some mellow.
Lowest.
Then he should babble in
most. Okay, turn down your phone and turn up your mind.
Turn down your
Take
phone
off your
turn
your
mind.
Shoes and touch
Show
your
is beginning now.
The sweetest level of most primitive phone.
You'll have to turn over the CD in 40
lacking in understanding. Incoherent, chaotic,
these are media events.
Degenerate.
And, we're actually right next to
the accusations. This is staged by the media.
Dishonorable, subterranean, phlegmatic, unheroic.
I don't know who would be lower.
Dishonic.
I tell you.
So we're all getting suited up for the big parade coming shortly. And we're going to listen to the end
what that was. Was
the story of
way past Pal.
And their
lengthy journey. It's way past Pepe time.
Michael Pepe may indeed be with us, as may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yes, the all-powerful Father. Watching over Michael Pepe intently to make sure he performs
finally. Of course, you know there's a lineage goes down to Jesus.
Keep back
Christ,
Michael Pepe also from presumptuous
then
sins.
Popes, and then finally,
let them not have dominion over him.
Michael Pepe.
Then shall Michael Pepe be upright
form of Pope,
and innocent of the great transgression.
The innocent the first.
Let the words of Michael Pepe's mouth and the meditations
really
of Michael
Pepe's
I know.
I've seen this. You want to go to the lobby and smoke some prop?
He looks like he's
Michael Pepe's strength.
I've seen this. And he goes on and on like this for like a long time.
No, and they look at all lightning and clouds and
the CGI is nice though.
Yeah. Looks
on
like real
thy belly shalt thou go.
Yeah.
Michael Pepe.
Isn't that cool? Where have you seen that?
And dust shalt thou eat
Pong.
All the days of thy life.
I used to play Pong. That was cool.
And the woman shall bruise thy head with her heel. Her stiletto heel, Michael Pepe.
No, the best one was when he, I went to that Michael Pepe show at the 16th at the Looters Old Space, and I think the entire audience was you, me, Ginger, Tallulah.
About
five or six people are there.
What they call
so we formed a seance to call Michael Pepe an hour after the show was supposed to happen to the
Michael
place.
Michael Pepe appeared.
And
in
I
a
went
great
out on the street, you know, thinking this will be cool if it happens. And sure enough, he's coming down the street. So I get in behind him with my movie light. He's backlit as he walks into the room with the seance going full blast.
Yes.
And so here comes this great flashing nimbus of light with Michael Pepe in the middle.
I never see that video. I never have seen that.
I know. You know, there's actually an entire YouTube playlist of
YouTube
possible Michael Pepe videos.
It's a seance to bring Michael Pepe
there. That's
why
you're so famous on the show.
They're all
sitting on
the floor.
That would be a good one for, the wrestling church on YouTube. I think that would intrigue people.
You know what I want to do with that is I just need to film one more thing. I want to have a guy, a sort of decrepit guy in an overcoat, kind of, you know, the guy who would go to a porno theater.
Yeah.
Not downclass, no, but sort of like furtively moving along the street and then going into a door and descending down a long, musty stairway and coming out into the wrestling scene.
And it's hot babes all
wrestling. Exactly. And it's a secret thing that you kind of have to know where it is and what the code is.
Can we do the scene over where all the hot babes jump on me and pile up on me?
No, we ought to cut that out.
Yeah.
No,
and I have an amazing shot.
We tested that. That got a very negative audience
reaction.
The Gestalt,
Q rating went way down in that scene. And especially, you know what really brought the rating down was when they rip your umpire shirt.
Scene had to be dry.
When they rip your umpire shirt, that just, you know, the women fainted. But
yeah, what when they?
I have the greatest shot of Action Girl and Janer.
Oh well, fighting.
Action Girl had just moved to San Francisco.
Yeah, Action Girl, but what her, you know, the ANIAC.
And I paired him. Janer had just walked in, and so I said, "Here's your manager," and then I interviewed them both.
Janer, yeah.
And I watch as you and Hal try vainly to control the wild vixens throwing themselves at each other it's amazing. Because also that little ring you made was pretty neat.
That really made the thing that Philip made. But the great part was, you know, having her crush Janer, you know, beat the crap out of Janer.
Who did?
That gave me
Romanator.
Romanator.
Yeah, Romanator.
The Romanator.
She cracked his head between her giant thighs like
she
a small
his
walnut.
Skull with her
a wonderful person who one years ago I was out at the north end of Burning Man, riding along in my little Ranger car. You know, looking for emergencies. And there's the young lady we're talking about in a car, which is running, gently pushed against the fence. Just okay. This is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Wow. Those people know how to party.
I went to Puzzling Evidence TV and watched your videos, the incredible Polish, the wedding, the funeral of the insects. Oh my God!
Yeah, that was Hal turned me on
war one. I have to go. I'm just going to Google war on YouTube because
which war?
Because war? You know, like those
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays
war.
Those,
I went to the University of Hawaii one day. They had 24 hours of war movies, and I went and paid, and I sat there with a pack and water, you know, and only left to go out in the hall to go to the bathroom, and came back, and I was, you know, for hours at a time, the only guy there watching How I Won the War, and just, you know, 24 hours of solid war movies.
How I Won the War? Oh, really?
Which I just have right here.
What is this?
Have you ever seen that?
How I Won the War? Innumerable times.
Yes. Yeah. Funny movie.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I have to see it again. Let's show it somewhere.
Let's do it, the big screen.
How I Won the War. The great John Lennon. And
a lot of great character actors in there.
Oh, and you know what?
McGowan, what's his name?
Was it called Fanny?
Michael Hordern.
That Ringo was in another Ringo movie.
Candy.
There's another Ringo movie?
Candy.
Well, Candy, that's one of my favorites because it's such a strange...
Yeah, Terry Southern. Oh, so, yeah.
Also, The Magic Christian.
Yes.
Also, Caveman.
That's right. Caveman, what was that one? I remember the
title. Barbara Bob.
That's where he's like with the dinosaurs.
Barbara Bob.
Yeah, I'm not a... You know.
And go, here we go. Saint Stupid's
Day.
Segue into Saint Stupid's Day.
You must go to Saint Stupid's, my son. Saint Stupid's Day.
In just a second.
First Church of the Last Lamb.
Chapter 3.
Hiya!
Saint Stupid's Day.
Saint Stupid's Day. Stupid? Oh, wait, no. Where does it go?
Stupid was the saint about the fourth foot three.
Stupid
was the saint about the fourth foot three. I don't know.
So one saith.
Yes, Michael Pepe just drones on and on about his life. When we're 4 days away from the parade.
Yeah. Priorities, people, priorities. So all calls coming in tonight, 848-4425, should be related to the first Church of the Last Lamb. Let's make A, Saint Stupid's Day Parade.
Beans, he doesn't have the bag of beans. Dad gave a bean bag.
B is the church, and C is, we'll see whatever that is. Okay, so you call in. So all calls, 848-4425. Start calling now. Let's make those phone lines up, people.
D is the day, April 1st. E is for early, getting up really hurt. F is for friendly.
This is Bishop Joey on his yacht.
They all are your friends.
All these religious guys are really, 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 really,
really, really, really, really, really,
really, really. G for gregarious.
There's no end.
The fun never ends.
Yeah, and then, you know, the saddest part to me is, and I just sat down this afternoon and just started crying because I realized we weren't going to go by the Scientology headquarters.
I know. What can we do for Scientology this year in the streets?
I don't know. It's just, we've got to join up with, I don't know. There's, have you ever seen the Anonymous on YouTube thing? Anonymous beating up on Scientology.
I haven't seen that, no.
It's like watching the Transformers movie. Let's take it
over. I think we're going to evict the Federal Reserve.
Wow. Or lift it.
From our pants pockets.
Like the...
foreclosed Federal Reserve headquarters.
I just watched them. The video that was all about
Federal Reserve, the motion picture.
Some little bit of time in 1967, I think. In peace world, in divorce world of military families in Vietnam. And why I thought of that, I do not know. Because now I can see there's Bishop Joy in his private submarine.
Yeah. Wow.
It's about time it came back. Oh, and there I was. We were 12 foot deep in a 2 foot puddle.
Wow. Must have been a tight spot, eh, Bishop Joy?
It was. We had a turn on the mud flippers. But, you know, I'm not allowed to talk about that. Now I have to kill you.
Uh-oh. Tom Hanks is James Bond. That's a good one on YouTube. In which somebody does, wait, aircraft carrier, bird farm?
Bird farm? What?
CBS is doing a big show about life
farm?
On the carrier.
An aircraft carrier, wow.
It's a series, yeah. It's a floating city, as you know.
Yeah, been there, floated that.
Yep. You guys have probably been on carriers.
I grew up on carriers.
Card-carrying carrier passengers.
Now, does a carrier have a single pilot? No.
It doesn't have a double bed.
Is it just one guy?
It has a captain. There's a guy called the captain. You can tell.
The chief officer.
That's it. He drives.
He drives, yeah, but I mean, he can't worry about anything else.
Oh, no, yeah, you've got to worry about the radio. He's being told what to do.
By them.
Yeah. And then, okay, cut away to the evil guys who steal that wonderful, they what is it, Thunderball? They steal
right.
a Vulcan
yes.
bomber.
Ooh, yeah.
Landed in the water.
Underwater.
Landed in the water.
The 20th
and then the evil guys come and get the torpedo.
That
or
the
no,
threat
it's
of all-out nuclear war involving
egg
cataclysmic exchange of tens of thousands of hydrogen bombs between the two superpowers.
I don't mean to apply like every minute
and
maybe
the Cold War.
Oh, there were moments when...
Actually, NPR had
just
interviews with people on a carrier, and it was really funny how many people didn't like it.
Another
didn't like the movie.
Is rising.
Didn't like the movie. Yeah, Carrier.
Carrier.
Instead of
Jodie Foster.
Well, no, didn't like the movie Super Carrier. And didn't like the movie. What's the one?
Well, that was Cher. Super Carrier was the sequel. It was called. That was Cher's movie, Super Carrier.
And the one where the Nimitz goes back to Pearl Harbor. You remember that one with?
By the
1981 or two
of outer space.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. It was great. I mean, I love that.
Yeah,
but who ran aground in Alameda Channel?
There you go. How do you think he felt when he ran aground in Alameda Channel?
I was down in the engine room. I was a bird farm sniper.
Through our
fingers. Straight, whatever it was. No one does that here. That's just another show that's going on live.
This is authentic on-site reportage, folks, from the seething inferno of St. Stupid's Day.
It's traditional. If you don't have to watch.
She's
we have to do it,
initiated.
You don't have to watch.
Well,
and then afterwards, well, there's the Roxy Theater showing a million things.
Oh, well, there's the Pranks Film Festival on Thursday. The Pranks Film Festival is a three-day festival. The last day of the festival at 5 o'clock, there's the same stupid video shot by Marion of Marion and Vale of Research.
Feel bad. I'm not even in there because
come
there's so many wonderful
Earth,
movies
Roxy
playing that
Theater.
All those 3 days, I guess.
Doghead that night also, Thursday night.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
That's right.
I have not seen it yet. After
well, you
all
haven't?
These private showings that I go to.
Oh, you got
to
see it.
The projector breaks.
You got to see it. It's great. It's a great movie.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see that. And but also, what else is that? Because it's a busy night. St. Stupid's
night.
The entire city goes
Parkside
crazy.
Parkside in San Francisco at Vermont and what is it? I can't remember, 17th. Parkside in San Francisco that night is a St. Stupid's evening with various singers. I got a list right here. Hang on.
Okay, yeah.
With
oh, you're a man of the
cloth. Flub-a-dub and
feel this.
Can I feel it? Yeah.
Feel this.
This other stuff is happening Thursday?
Gruntman.
Okay, here we are. I got the coordinates here. The St. Stupid's Day After Party, Tent,
Fluff, girl.
Revival, and Swap Meet.
Swap Meet.
A guest MC is the illustrious, I'm not sure if I can pronounce his name right, Michelle P.P. The illustrious Michelle P.P. is the guest
Michelle
MC.
Michelle P.P.
Michelle P.P.
Yes,
yes.
He is a well known.
Music interlude by the Cycle Side Rodeo Band Los Banos. Abu Ghraib, Fluff Girl, Evolution. Oh, dig this. Evolution Control Committee.
All right.
There.
Okay. The young people say, I'm so
$2 beer and tacos, $6 cover Tuesday, April 1st, the Parkside,
1617.
Did you say Michael Wisconsin. Pepe is going to be
Michelle.
There?
No.
He's going to be.
He's
going
to come out of his seclusion.
Yeah.
Michelle.
And brain surgery. With his new haircut.
Penis.
That's right.
And so I'm not going to
his
that.
Barbaric yawn.
So,
can I have another glass of
Tuesday, April 1st night, but you'll be at the parade, noon, Embarcadero Plaza for the 30th. I said that right, the 30th, ladies and gentlemen.
The 30th, I am so
there. St. Stupid's Day Parade as we take you through time.
This should be fun.
There'll
be one more drummer this year. That alone is just so exciting.
Yeah, and I hear he's from VMI.
VMI?
Yep.
VMI.
I just watched Sid and Nancy speaking of VMI.
Again.
I watched it twice.
It's
so
pretty
fun.
Good.
Gary
yeah.
Old, yeah.
Yeah.
What's
VMI?
It's so sad. It's so
why
weird.
Is that? Why VMI?
Sid and Nancy?
Yeah, I've seen it. What's VMI-ish? How about that?
Oh, because they sing that song, VMI.
Yeah, that's a great
song. And they're singing about the Virginia Miller Institute. It's they were so cosmopolitan for their time.
Oh, yeah.
Because what an amazing group.
Ahead of their time.
The MC5.
Yeah,
well, it's incredible.
The MC5 of
Like Arto, let's see, I just goes Arto in St.
Now,
Joe.
I wouldn't steer you wrong.
I was just describing to somebody recently the meeting E. Fratelli Bologna at the Arto.
Yes, well, nobody ever dies in Bologna.
Man, what a show. I have that audio on tape.
Oh, yeah?
Because I put one mic under me and one under Paul, who was...
I've got a bad video of that show.
And we should marry
up
the
soundtrack.
That
up.
Yeah, we should. Because, yeah, I've got a really good audio soundtrack, and I made sure, because I knew the show.
More YouTube.
I went to almost every single show, so I knew everything.
We started wondering about you. You're the guy that's sneaking in all the time.
Exactly. It was, I mean, it was so impressive, you know. You guys go for, what, a month? Three, 4 weekends?
Yeah.
And make less money than we made in 2 nights doing a Subgenius thing at the, you know, it's just like, it's not fair. Yeah, it was such an amazing show. And I was trying to sneak in the back, not pay.
Yeah.
And found the first night I ever went in, and found this door. I heard people laughing. Okay, I open the door up, and El Morte flies past me.
Great.
I'm thinking, okay, I'm in the lane.
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, that was an amazing show.
Was. So, yeah, we should try to, that would be a great document to try to restore.
Yeah, because I thought it was something like when you guys yelled out, I need a phrase.
Yeah.
So I jumped right in and said, kill me.
Yes.
And it was like, can you?
Yeah.
I thought, okay, and then you did a kill me. And then I got everyone. I nailed it before anybody else could. So you had to take it. I kind of had to take it. It was really funny. So it was all Subgenius oriented.
Yeah.
And that was, so that's the tape I have.
Oh,
and
good.
It's really, and you hear Paul laughing really loud because I put the other mic right under him.
So I got a video, you know, of a single camera on a tripod all the way at the back of the top of the seats looking down on the stage. And it's not too bad lighting. I mean, you could see figures, but nothing ever close up. Maybe it zooms in once in a while, but the sound is horrible.
I have a lot of slides from that. I probably have a roll or two of slides, like many slides. So we could do a long slideshow sometime with the audio.
Oh, let's do. Yeah.
Because, man, that was
fun. You heard it here, folks. The planning, the early stages.
I think I know a place, I know a barn we could do a show.
In our history.
Come on, kids, let's go.
We could put on some funny costumes and run around and entertain a whole bunch of folks.
Yep. Hey,
see that.
Hey, what's this about Saturday is the Mark Groudon benefit, right?
That's right.
At 12 Galaxies.
On and on into the night.
Everybody.
Robin Coomer will be there. At least that makes it worth going to.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to want you to fork over.
Well, I
to support Mr.
Grubb. I tried to volunteer to perform with Katie Bell, but her email kicked it back.
Well, you could just show up and claim that was the idea that you had.
Well, I did send it several times, but and then finally it says it's permanently delayed.
Yeah.
Permanently delayed.
Permanently.
That's got an awfully
final sound to it. It's just out there floating around,
to it.
And the delay is like an automatic thing you set, and so it just stays at that distance from where it needs to go.
There's
forever.
Delay on KPFA.
Well, why does that happen?
Well,
why
it's a part of standards and practices, you know, not to get all bogged down in a lot of technological double talk, but...
it's a failure on the part of Google. Google admitted they were...
Oh, so going after Google now, eh?
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, I was just looking into TiVo, because you know what they do? If you sign up for TiVo?
We do.
Part of the Digital Rights Media or Management Agreement, I think it's called, is that TiVo goes into your hard drive and erases all unauthorized copies of movies that you have.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Wow, just because you have a TiVo account. Yeah,
wow.
It just takes them away, so they're gone. Because you're not supposed to have it.
They tell you that ahead, don't they?
I don't know how it works as far as letting you know. I think you just go look for something and it's gone.
That could be a lie.
It's like the digital police. Or
like
a
watch.
Part of the Digital Rights Management Agreement. Because these systems sweep stuff, you know. They get to own everything. There they go.
Hey, can you download...
They're downloading on the
download. Yeah, there are various ways to download YouTube.
Because I wasn't able to do it. I tried to do it for this Arto movie.
No Scientology.
Have you seen...
It makes me feel like I'm on KPFA 94.1 or KPFB 89.3. KFCF 88.1 online.
Arto is back.
The Reluctant Peanut.
It's incredible. It's Arto's performance in 1948 to have done with the judgment of God just after he got out of mental hospital.
God got out of the mental hospital.
Yes.
Uh-huh, sure.
And it was recorded. And does behavior music, I swear.
Behavior music, there it is again.
Squeaks.
Still in the public's conscience.
And spasms. It's riveting.
They could pin Michael.
And where can you see this on YouTube?
To the bar.
Well, they just show a little photograph of audio.
And you believed a photograph?
Yeah.
No, well, a film doesn't lie. Digital stuff can be diddled
with.
Look,
his nose shadow goes the wrong way.
And they have a film of Meacham.
Wow.
A film of Meacham.
Okay, we're
of
taking
Ed
a trip
Meacham?
Into the future.
Of Ev Meacham, I mean. Not Cal Meacham. You know, Cal Meacham was a scientist who could fly a jet plane and also was abducted and taken to the planet Metaluna.
Metaluna.
What a day for humankind that was.
And Dean Martin had that hit.
What was the guy? The monitor. No, was it the monitor?
The monitor was encountered when they got there.
That's right.
The monitor was...
That was a grand day for me.
For you?
Yeah.
What, when they met the monitor?
When they met the monitor. Changed my life. Looking at, realizing the monitor was up there in his big aluminum chair.
Yes.
With his eye on the everything. It wasn't a toga guy. It was a space guy. And they could safely take your plane aboard, talk to you, and send you back. And things were just fine. Unlike other monster movies like Kronos, where the thing's like a giant refrigerator gone mad and he's smashing cities.
Yeah, just stamping across cities.
Did he have issues or what?
Yeah. It's a, that's just unfair. Because of
he didn't even have a face. He was just this big, blocky, bulging object.
What's inside
like
that counts?
Stamping.
My grandmother always told me that.
Really? Even in Jell-O?
Yeah. What's inside? A little bananas or is it a hard
A cream
gold?
Puff with a wonderful, soft, creamy center section.
Nothing wrong with a little cream puff.
I love them.
The thing is,
they are forbidden to me by Almighty God.
Talking about the parade.
Religious?
But someday, I swear to you, I shall eat another cream puff.
This is going to be one of the most exciting Bay Area events ever.
We will move forward.
The 30th. I'm telling you, the 30th. How old can a parade get? This is probably the oldest parade of its kind on April 1st in the country. Well, California.
The desperate march of the damned.
Well, it's not that desperate. I mean, we do have catered, you know, coffee stuff.
There's And there's
there is the free lunch. That free lunch last year. Remember that free lunch last year?
You know, I mentioned the free lunch in my write-up.
Shea Panisse, I'm telling you.
Oh, that's going to bring 100 people
over.
They'll
come out with their handlebar mustaches.
Looks like mustache 29, St. Stupid is actually physically dead.
That's right.
The 30th. Folks,
next
the
to the last, the 30th annual,
one,
next to the last, St. Stupid's Day, parade and flea market.
We've revived
giving away
the
stuff.
Decrepit corpse of St.
Now, would
Stupid
we see the doggery diner heads that we also...
Oh, sure.
Yes,
oh, sure.
I
hear.
Yes.
They'll be out in front of Mark Groudon's big...
They're everywhere. I mean, can you imagine there's this giant island of doggy diner heads that moves around the city silently at night? They're everywhere.
Constellations of triplets.
Big eyes.
Manny Moe. Jack,
huge
Manny
black
Moe
snoots.
And Jack, or as they call them in France, Egalite, Fraternite, Absurdite.
Mm.
Well, they said that.
Every passerby wants to stop and pat their enormous noses.
Hit it. Okay, now.
Here's the
okay, now, here's where the girls
now
come out. Okay, yeah, they
wait,
come out.
Now,
bring them out now. Where's the girls?
Oh, oh boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Bring them on the base.
Wake them up. Okay.
Bring on the base. Bring on the base.
Push them out.
Oh,
okay.
Is that where it's
that's
at?
It.
Is that where
right
it's
there. That's the entrance. Right. That's okay, that's by the Federal Reserve. Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay. That comes around the corner of the Federal Reserve.
The U.S. Mint.
I got a 20-piece band's going to just light up that archway in front of the Federal Reserve.
Wow.
And the girls come around, and then we do the thing with... you know, part one, and then we move on.
Wow.
Then we lunch.
The
how about
motorboat
lunch?
How
let's
about
put
the
lunch
motorboat
in here, okay? This will be the first lunch.
Okay, there goes lunch. Oh,
it looks like the cops got there first. That's a really too bad. We better get out of here.
Come on.
How tiresome. Yes, they didn't do it that way back on the old plantation.
We're out here Bishop Joey's plantation.
Look, man, you can see the land spreading out so far and wide.
You can see the little bobbies out there working the fields. I don't know what you guys call your zombies, but
we have sums. Bishop, we don't have Joey, nuns in our church. We have sums because our nuns are getting some. But up, bump. My wife.
Oh, put up, bump. Oh, I'll put that in there.
Yeah, and then you gotta say my wife hates that joke.
As far as the eye can see, it's all Bishop Joey's ranch.
Yep, yep. Religion's been good to me. Let religion be good to you. Thank you, thank you. Yes, I know. Thank you very much.
So you're not even marching this year?
You'll no,
be
I'm not.
You're not?
Just waving and sticking your head.
Why? I ought
to. I'll be in my private chopper.
Oh my
overlooking
God.
The whole thing from above.
Yeah, there'll be a little icon. It looks just like him, but it's
I'll
just
be communicating
icon.
Directly with all 1,200 of the parade marshals to keep you people in line.
Well, will it be a beautiful day, or will it be rainy and stormy? So, go your way down to the foot of Market Street at noon on April 1st to participate in the 30th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade, sponsored by the Church, the First Church of the Last Lab, and its avatar, Bishop Joey. Some would call him madman, charlatan, menace to the world.
The limo, bring the limo around.
Others call him saintly.
Bring the limo around.
A friend. Whatever your opinion, now's the time to find out at the 30th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade. Make sure that you are there letting your fleek frag fry. Amen.
So you were saying you were going to lift the Internal Revenue Building up 10 feet?
Pile pilia non ossa.
We're going to serve the eviction notice we're going to foreclose on the Federal Reserve Bank headquarters.
Are you going to have another sock exchange?
There will be a sock exchange this year.
How about the banker's heart?
The banker's heart will be blessed with a penny toss. Bring your penny.
Great. All right.
Bring your lottery tickets also. Your old dead. You have been playing the lottery, haven't you?
Well,
why not? You haven't played the lottery. Why not?
Too much respect for mathematics.
No. Don't think of it as 200 million to one in chances of winning. Think of it this way. You win or you lose.
You win some,
50-50. Okay,
some.
It's 50-50. So for a buck each draw, there's two draws a week.
One
on Wednesday, one on Saturday. So now if you take the $104 club package from the First Church to the Last Lap, for Fast Growing Snack, Religion, 100% Dead Less Dogmas, Light Religion, what are you doing here today and eight? So there's two packages for the financial plan. Okay,
many big ticket travel purchases require full prepayment.
You buy two tickets a week, one for Wednesday, one for Saturday. And then if you do the 365 club, okay, which gives you the platinum card, okay, then you have 365, it's one a day, because Lightning Hopkins said, okay, everybody say it with me, you might be walking around lucky and not know it. Let's try it again. Okay, you might be walking around lucky and not know it. One more time. You might be walking around lucky
and not know it.
Okay, good. Then that's how you start.
Yes, I feel I'm almost there already.
I feel so refreshed because you also drove away Michael Pepe.
The first step has now been taken.
There's nothing better than the airwaves clear.
The primrose path with Michael
Pepe. And open for 848-4425 to occur.
Do you have Michael Pepe in your airwaves?
He's pirouetting and pleaing.
If you are afflicted or any of your family are afflicted with Michael Pepe,
with Pepe's syndrome,
please call this number, 848-4425.
Hey, Ed, why don't you have another Epizootist telethon?
Yeah, well,
I tried.
I was going to have one Saturday night, kind of.
But the rug was pulled out. So
that was
going to
be an Epizootist, but he doesn't have Epizootist.
Not anymore. He was cured when we did that first one.
But this time
it was a roast.
Mr. Groudon doesn't have Epizootist, though.
No, he has a broken back.
And a broken rib,
no,
and a
deal.
broken clavicle and
Chicken John doesn't like Mark Groudon. Is that true? I hear that's true.
I really can't comment on that. All I can say is that
all of Northern and Central California. They were the ideal couple there for a while.
What's the problem?
The Chickenauts are going to be on a bus trip.
That's right.
At that time.
Out of town.
Here
they
go.
See, I mean, Mark Groudon having a benefit.
A wholesome
Mark
Groudon
is asking
for
help. It's going to be
help.
A wonderful day.
And Chicken John
K-Rob
is turning
playing
away
the iPod.
K-Rob DJing, everything, the whole Ask Dr. Hal show on the bus as it careens toward Nature View National Monument. Vista View Overlook Giant Cliff. Oh, well, gotta make sure the brakes are set. It's a long way down, you know. But the view is magnificent. By golly, it's great that we came up here. Now where the coyote howls on the desert trails, the chuckawalla crawls and rustles in the bushes. The fireworks are just getting off as evening settles down. Night draws her mantle over the sky. Now on the jasmine-scented breeze, the quacking of enormous geese. I can see it now, so vivid, as if it only occurred yesterday. Michael Pepe was quite different then. We never imagined that he was going to astonish the world by his discovery of the retrograde motion of the helium atom. But we appreciated the twinkle in his eye, the lopsided smile, his unpretentious aw shucks manner never failed to create a corresponding warmth in our own hearts.
His retrograde numbers were off the charts.
And Michael Pepe could always be counted on to take a bum out to lunch or to polish the shoe of the paraplegic down the street. Well, that might be him now, calling on Michael Pepe's day to commemorate
this occasion. Hey, Bishop Joey, can you go answer the door? There's somebody here.
There's someone at the door.
Really? Should I go and answer?
You can too.
All right. I'm going here.
Somebody there, but I don't know. Now they're very happy to be on the show. Not a bad thing. Just like them to leave me all alone in the spooky basement of the show. I'm scared down here. I'm scared. Even Michael Pepe left. This is no fun. I should talk to Sterno. He'll feel better. And I'll feel better. We'll all feel better. Because this is sort of how I live.
How are you doing?
I'm watching you jump up and down thinking. Well, here.
I should have put a bra on. Mama's home. Mama's here, honey. Where's
We're all baby? Not wearing underwear in your honor.
Yes, it's the same
all
on
of
the
us.
Inside.
We all decided.
Flashing right away. I just, I'm not adulterous.
Adult activity.
Sorry, adulterous only.
Rated R. How are my boys doing? How are you guys doing? Lube it up.
Offensive language.
Did you bring us a surprise? You're supposed to bring us a surprise.
Do you guys have any cocktails for me? Cocktails in that country
club?
They're
rather long to relate.
Brick in there, and that would help you.
Break a brick.
Understand how chaotic the world that you travel in is. So you were in Hawaii. Yeah, I was in Hawaii. No, I was not in Hawaii.
Now they're telling their stories. Their wonderful Hawaiian vacation. Aboard the Whispering Queen.
I have to go through this phase like, yeah, and then I can accept it.
It was a fabulous cruise. It went to all the islands. And they camped out on the volcanic lava. Doing exotic native dances under a tropic moon. Larger constellations burning, mellow moons in happy skies, breadths of shade, and tropic palms in cluster, knots of paradise. Never came the traitor, or floated the European flag. We had to jack it up and get it to go, but it was worth it.
Thanks.
What a beautiful sight.
This is my side.
Oh, have you played it?
Playing now.
Oh, well,
I like that movie and the Prestige.
Oh, yeah.
Both
it's
of them are
strange
fun
that they
ways.
Should
hey, plug her in, would you please?
So near.
Plug
other.
The young lady in, please, so that she can talk on the phone.
See?
I thought she was in already.
This is bigger than my phone, so it's not really my
phone. She's bigger than
that's
a bread box.
Your phone?
Oh, that's pretty good right there. Ouch.
Oh, give me a phone. With an easy
wow,
ringtone.
That's because he's a man of
the
cloth. Look what he gets to do. We have to
contact?
Do this show.
I'm not here.
And he's in
check,
there with
check, test,
the babe.
Test, check,
who is?
What?
Bishop
who
Joey.
Bishop Joey.
That?
30th no. annual. The 30th
why
annual.
Why that old
the
satyr?
I'm so excited about this parade.
Aren't
another
you? Can you
parade?
Feel it?
What am I going to
wear? A parade
I'm not
of
sure.
Progress.
I think you should go with the first thing
look
you grab.
A
you get up in the morning.
The
you don't think about it.
A parade of
lights up like a Christmas
don't think.
Tree.
It
and
is?
Then, yes.
Boy, look at those ornaments.
Go to the
closet. Really elaborate and beautiful.
And just grab
them.
And the board bedecked with icicles.
What if I get a bunch of brown
clothes? So, okay, the only question you're not allowed to ask is what was she doing until now on the show?
Okay, no.
Okay,
oh,
now go ahead.
It worked, didn't it?
Suicide.
Amazing.
Suicide.
You know,
suicide. You're not suicide, man.
KPFA, the power in your ear.
KPFA,
listener-sponsored radio.
Is that you? Are you finally calling me back?
Yeah.
Suicide.
So
hello?
Come all you grounders
suicide.
If you want to hear
no, no, dear, no,
the story
please,
about
please,
a great engineer.
Suicide.
No, don't say that.
Wow, this is amazing.
Don't say that.
94.1 FM on your radio dial.
Where are you?
With KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in the fungus-shrouded valley of Fresno, California.
Are you comfortable? What are you wearing?
KZFR in Chico. And on the internet at kpfa.com. Yes, ghosts are no longer earthbound. They haunt outer space.
Just because we're not talking to you doesn't mean we can't hear you.
A terrifying phantom.
You should have known that if you'd read the
of
manual.
The upper atmosphere. Swirling phantoms.
No, I don't need to read the manual.
Screeching, evil, glowing-eyed witches riding on brooms. The night hags with their...
Touch it again.
Screeching
touch it. Familiars. Touch it. Just touch it right. Can you touch it right there? No.
Gorgons,
yes,
hydras,
there.
Chimeras, dire stories of Chileno and the harpies.
Just little circles.
Peor and Baalim.
That's more like it.
Scrooby.
Isn't this nice? Okay. Two to the right.
Hey, oh, sorry.
Two to the back.
Temples, okay, grim. To the back.
Now, big circle.
Okay.
And that twice battered god of Palestine.
Which way's left?
Left.
Oh my
the other
god,
left.
Was,
the other left.
Sorry,
yep. Other left. Now, the way you're facing. No,
again.
But. Okay,
left,
to
but
the left.
So
and
okay.
Mooned Ashtaroth.
Two to the back again. Back.
Heaven's
the other back.
Queen
the other
and
back.
Mother both.
Oh, God. I'm such a class. I'm so sorry.
Let's take a break.
Are you frustrated with me?
Here, smoke two of these.
Okay, hold on. What is this? It smells kind of funny.
It's herbal. Let's just say.
Urban herbal bicentennial blossoms and buds with macro earthworms, each in their own earthenware urn.
Welcome
and we have
to America's
a special
best
variety
chance
of
crew.
Shrooms for America's grisliest autopsy.
Here, let me hit that cough button for it.
It's not the cough that carries you off.
Hey, that's not
the
cough
coffin
button.
May
it's
carry
let's
you
get
off.
Down now, baby. Let's shake it. I'm ready to shake my ass.
And how far
live on the radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Will the fruit fall when that ass shakes the tree?
Can it be?
Knocking the innocent apple.
Now they've heard
from the trunk.
Michael Pepe's first wife.
Is that my pepper grinder?
The scarlet ghost of Lilith from Time's last necropolis.
The kids are all grown up and in college and I'm not
amorous and
malign.
Wait a minute. I was married to the radio wife. What's going on here?
Oh my god.
It's all closing in.
Oh my god. It's all starting to come together now. I'm getting
crumpling like a ball of paper.
I love you all. I I just need it. I had so much love to give, and I... Please.
Jumping the
moment. Holy jumping jack. I think she means it.
Aloha.
I defy the allegation, and I deny
it. So are you still all aloha?
You know what? I never really went aloha. I went more aloho.
Deny the allegation. Defy.
But that's
the
Hawaii. That's what happens.
Yeah.
We used to go to Waimea Canyon for the Boy Scout hike every
June.
What,
the Monga Canyon?
It was amazing.
Ukubalaponga Falls?
8 days in Ukubala Canyon.
You are so cute. You are so totally cute. Hey, this
letting. This is a historic moment.
Hell, how come she likes him?
The peppermills, not the peppercorns, the peppermills.
They must have some radiant attraction.
Those are little babies.
In the...
They look like bugs, though.
Kalakahula, Hawaii.
This is fun.
The Ukubala Pala Walla Walks go swimming by.
Grab it. Let's go fast.
I wanna go back to my island joy. I wanna go back to my fishing.
Here comes the First Church of the Last Left marching drill corps and bodyguards from Bishop Joey doing the ceremonial. Watch your back, everybody step back against the curb. Here they come. Yeah.
I'm not listening to Michael Pepe.
Michael Pepe performing ancient dances and rites older than humanity
so
itself.
And I love you too, Doug. I love you guys both a lot.
Okay.
I'm
going to be
shimmying. Where's our baby?
There's belly dancing.
You missed college? You missed? You were off in Hawaii someplace.
Are you kidding? Our baby's all grown up now?
He's fighting in Iraq.
No, not grown up.
I went to Hawaii and our baby grew up.
Years went by. You were in
Time
Hawaii.
Time flies when you're having fun.
I had so much fun, too. I was swimming. Mama was swimming with turtles. I had a turtle party.
Swimming with turtles?
Incredible.
I've heard about the girls who swim with turtles.
So big.
There they are now.
I was naked, snorkeling, swimming with turtles.
Holding it like two-armed turtle on a shell, kind of like, just kind of like straddling.
Like this
yeah,
big.
That big.
That big.
Did you eat them?
No.
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 No. Peppy. Peppy. No. Go back two spaces.
Listen. Anyways, turtle party and what else?
Turtle
I want to go to
I
a turtle
I killed a centipede,
party.
Just like the video game. I smashed it in pieces and it kept going.
Oh, wow. That must have been so hot.
It was really
How
sexy.
Big was it?
What? Oh. Someone's yelling me my name, but from the radio.
No one's
about a half hour after.
All right. Let's just take a deep breath and consider this matter rational. Like... Thinking,
I don't
want to
smoke anymore.
Civilized.
Stop eating.
Cigarette.
Okay, here, you take this.
You
right.
know, she can't smoke as much as...
And up your nose.
As a man, I guess.
She's smoking.
You want me to put this where?
Have you ever tried this
Nose,
before?
Nasal. It's nasal.
What are you talking about?
Nasonex.
Yes. Don't you do nasal?
Well, I can try. I'll try anything twice.
All right, twice. Maybe you've done this before? Then you'll have to show me.
Stop that. You can't give her that. What are you doing?
Oh, like that? Oh,
they're so cute together.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh.
Look, they're making two worlds.
Wow, you never would think that. Boy, that's...
My goodness.
I haven't seen anything like that since
I
was...
You clean the house now. I feel so much lighter. Whoa.
House cleaning, eh?
Funny like this? That's my lips a little bit now.
Who saw a mouse? Oh.
Hey, wake up! Who
tires
a mouse?
He gets so tired, he tires out.
Come on. Nice dance. I think I could do that dance now. Two to the back.
Hit it.
The Bulgarian Slavic.
Step forward, left to the back. Two to the side, other side, other side. Two to the back.
The Bulgarian polka.
Now, big circle, big circle, big circle, and pop.
Pop, pop.
Two to the back,
to the back,
two to the right,
to the right,
two to the back,
to the back,
two to the left, two to the back, step forward, and stop, and circle, big circle, big circle, and pop.
I've got it. To the back, to the right. To the circle, circle, big circle, big circle, pow. God.
How energetic.
Easy, isn't it?
I feel like
easy.
We're dancing. Okay. I feel like we're
now,
really
as soon as you feel glistening, okay,
yeah.
Just the point of glistening, okay, then you go over to Michael Pepe, okay, and start hugging him on stage. Okay, he'll be in the middle
that.
Of one of his god-awful long monologues.
Well,
but you're going to come up to him
some
behind
people
him.
Like him.
Yes,
I don't
and in a moist way, kind of hook Michael Pepe off. It's going to be the nicest hook ever. Michael Pepe's going to be hooked on April 1st at the Parkway. The Parkway. St. Stupid. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Michael Pepe. He's not the MC at St. Stupid's Day After Party Tent Revival and Swap Meet.
Isn't that John Hill Tuesday, or somebody April 1st. Like that?
No, it's what's his name? Parkside, 1600 17th of Wisconsin, April 1st, Tuesday night after the parade.
Do you have a handkerchief?
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Get there when you can. There'll be a parade. There'll be Fluff Girl. There'll be Evolutionary Control Committee, the Second Side Rodeo Band, Los Baños, and the MC is Michelle P.P. Here's the MC, Michelle P.P.
Oh, my God, that looks like Michael Pepe. But
no, but it's not. Isn't it funny?
Michelle
P.P. Yeah,
so,
so there's somebody in town.
So that's an icon?
And she's getting more work than he is, a lot more.
I can't get involved with this.
Well, she's such a prodigy. She's only 19. She's so beautiful.
Are you having an affair with her?
No, my own daughter? No.
Oh, her. I mean, our daughter.
Yeah,
man,
really a great MC.
Michael,
will you marry me?
She'll put English on it, and pardon my French, but she'd be poles apart.
Any kind of liquid slack
coming. Yes, sir.
I don't remember our first ceremony. Did we ever have a ceremony?
It looked like I got the whole movies. Here they are.
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't edit them, of course.
We've been married for so many years now.
Or was it the Spanish flu? Exactly.
I'm sorry about
you got married.
I know that this is kind of a surprise to hear about.
They look drunk.
At the 27th annual St. Stupid? Or 26th?
That was a long time ago.
Or 25th? Yeah. No, 24th. No, 23rd? No, 22nd. No, 21st? No, 20th. No, 19th. No, 18th. No, 17th. Long time ago, you got married at a St. Stupid's Day parade, and when you woke up, it was Michael Pepe.
And that
I got married to
so
under.
Fast.
I
know.
We got married when we were under the dais that time.
And then you got married to Puzzling Evidence.
Yeah, you and me were underneath the stage.
In fact, you know, you guys are. You know, I do know how many people in Maui love you. Love you.
Yeah.
They love you. In fact, they talk about all of you with such fondness. Hal, I gave you that call that night. And
yeah,
almost,
she did.
I almost blew my friend's mind off.
Let's go to Maui.
So you have a film of that at 11?
So you're doing mimes now, are you?
I'm doing mimes sometimes. Blow them off.
How about mimes? You mimes?
Mine says mimes,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. People really
Tokyo?
Like mimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want to give one head to see what happens.
Yeah. I see. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's
yeah.
Hot.
So
that's hot.
Illusion this.
So are there any mimes at the St. Stupid's Day Parade?
This year is the best white face contest is going to be taking place this year.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Best white face. Pie Man has been around for a long time.
Oh,
Pie
no.
Man, you know about Pie Man?
Pie Man.
The guy who had erotic fantasies about pieing women.
So he would bring pies and Hal and I would
One year Doug and I stole his pies so they wouldn't come to an unspeakable end.
And then he would talk to you and find out that,
they came to the normal end, the way a pie should end this life.
You pie him.
I like to be like the pie.
So he gives a pie.
But I haven't seen him around for a number of years.
Say, pie me.
It's the only way he can get off, poor fellow, is to be hit with a pie.
Yeah. I can't get off unless I shoot video.
Right. Well,
Pie-a-mist.
I'm going to drum this year and shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Drum and shoot? Well,
he had an affection for
amazing,
you know, I'm going to
banana cream.
A terrible little camera to my forehead, basically, and walk around like Ivan TV or whoever that guy is.
So we got photos of that.
Just tape that. Just everything I see and hear.
Haven't seen him in years.
Wow.
Pie Man.
But I would rather have fun drumming.
Pie Man, where are you?
Shout out to Pie Man.
Shout out to Pie Man.
If you'd like to be... I'll pie you. You know, I'll pie you wherever you want. Have you ever had ass pie?
Yeah. Ass pie.
Ass time.
Yeah.
You get people on the show and they just
wouldn't mind ass
time.
You know?
Yeah.
Yes, dear.
But it gets messy though, and then you got to march.
Lick it, then you got to lick it and
march.
Then,
well, if you did it, then you licked it, and then you marched.
Yeah, that's the way it rolls.
Pie lick march.
Pie, everybody knows that.
Yeah, I think it's in the manual.
So that's what's going on, Bart, on the way to the parade.
That is my co.
Yeah, I wonder what those people were doing.
So this will be
you guys
a hot
are
parade.
So funny.
I mean, I think this is going to be a hardcore. This is going to.
Well, it's 30th annual. What do you want?
Out of the way.
30 years.
30 years.
We're hardcore at this point, mofos.
People are. are already lining up 4 days ahead.
I'm already lined. I've been out there for like
down there.
Five
where the, where do they, all these people go? Where are they supposed to be?
Where do we go?
They well,
is it Villancourt Fountain?
Justin Herman Plaza, Justin near Valancourt Fountain, by the Ferry Building, by Valancourt Stupid's Balls.
In my write-up.
Oh, there's those two concrete ball things right there by a little lawn, which has a track around it, which would be great for golf kicking.
Hey, can I DJ it?
Golf kicking?
How do I do that?
I need somebody to DJ this golf kicking day. You know about the latest parade?
Helicopters are being deployed.
Helicopter carrying your gear to the
It's like a track, like a little, you know, a high school football field has a track around it.
The crowd goes crazy now as they see.
You get a bunch of people and you have a picnic in the middle.
Or CDs.
And you kind of get drunk and stoned.
I see them.
Hal on top of a tall thing and he's doing color. And out on the track are four people or five people in different colored jerseys or something. Maybe it doesn't have to be color. Who gives a shit? So you and they're standing on the track and the ideal is to kick your golf ball around the track. Okay, so and so it's a slow game. So
it looks like a long time.
So Hal goes, and it looks like they're getting ready. You know, Hal, some sort of colorful, you know, announcer. You know,
yeah,
Hal will
colorful.
Do. You
he
know,
colorful, that
if Bishop
Hal.
Joey's not available. So you have the announcer go, and they're off, and everybody kicks their golf ball, and it rolls down the track. And
it's
then everybody walks,
and it never comes back
up to their ball again. And then they kick it again, and so and then there's this very slow motion of these four or five people kicking their golf ball around the outside of this football field on the
dusty.
Track.
Dusty, that sounds dusty.
People on the inside here have this commentary, and maybe there's a color guy, you know, they're talking about. And there goes blue. Blue is now advanced quite a bit
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, blue is the new
red.
Stupid.
Well, I thought right. Blue was the new.
And then if you go out of bounds into the grass, you have to kick it back on sideways before you can go down the track, so you're penalized. And then you can have sort of things if the balls
is the new
touch.
Caddy corner.
If balls touch, then the two guys got to stand there, put their heads together like this, and then kick the ball at their feet.
Whoa.
So you make it a blood sport in some respect. So
a
golf
blood
kicking.
Sport.
And we need a DJ, so there's going to be kind of like music going on. There's an announcer. There's somebody selling stuff. Bishop Joey's taking money for tickets. And you can call in at 848-4425 now for your golf kicking tickets.
He's a dude.
The golf kicking tournament will be starting sometime this year, maybe.
When those fascist pigs were hassling those righteous dudes.
It's about time you had a girl on there, though.
No, no girls here.
A girl? A girl? A lady? Oh, God.
This is just like Shakespeare. Usually, you know, we play the girls.
Like, talk about the plumbing.
Yes, yes.
How about my gardening I did and my fingernails got so dirty today? There's dirt all underneath them.
Wow, dirt under her nails. A true peasant son of the soil.
Is that where you came from just now, gardening?
Yeah, I was doing some gardening.
Wow.
How?
Well, for a tip.
How now?
What are you wearing, collar? Collar,
what
are you wearing?
Nothing but a smile.
Oh, he's going
to
be at the parade.
Did you say that to all the girls?
Oh, just the pretty ones?
How do you know I'm pretty? I could be 300 pounds with a lot of warts.
You know, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty inside.
Oh, you got a pretty couple.
You can hear that it's inside of me, huh? Say yes.
So
say yes.
Yeah, caller, it says yes. Your next line is yes.
What's my what? Sure. What's my sign?
Her next line.
What's my sign? I'm a Scorpio.
Answer to what?
You couldn't guess?
Huh? What?
Scorpio.
What?
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Michael Pepe going off? Getting off?
Stop it, you dirty little piggy. Dirty little piggy.
Here, see now. There's not going to be any more of that. Stop that, sir. Stop it. Stop it, I say.
If you don't stop it, I'm going to give you a spanking.
You'll get such a zet. Now I'm going to warn you one more time.
Zest?
Yes, a zest for living. A zest
lemon
for
peel
life.
Here?
The same zest that has driven man ever
That's
forward.
Right, and you'll like it.
Ever on.
Yeah, some parts of the city, you pay a lot for that.
I need a martini.
Martini boy. Where's the martini boy?
With extra zest.
Right there.
Wow, the martini boy's in the pool?
The KPFE martini
He's got
boy
the right
is
idea.
In pool.
Come on, everybody, let's get in the pool, kids.
Yeah.
I love
Look at
it.
That, the caller's playing with his blocks.
Oh, yes, what a blockhead.
Blockheads.
He does not understand the way of tranquility.
So what is the girl's name?
Betty Sue
so
Bialowski.
He's so formal. Oh. Yeah, you can name her. It's your fantasy that there's a girl on here.
Yeah.
Do you want to call me tonight, honey?
People hear the strangest things.
Well, what do they call the dang?
A girl on this show. Yeah, sure.
Da-nang? Marines you want to call me Da-nang?
Da-nang.
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 Da-nang. Crap.
Da-nang.
Justin.
Yeah, I'm still in Da-nang crap.
Da-nang.
Who said that?
That Michael Pepe, he knows more than he lets on.
Incredible or Justin Miller?
Justin
Oh, my God. You what are you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I gave it away?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Now they're going to be able to find me about all those things that I've been hiding from.
Oh, no.
Stay on the Miller Day, all right?
You don't need to worry. I will protect you against foreign agents. They will not get past my...
I've heard that before.
Protection.
Yes, and you have to make that long search for the microfilm. It might take hours.
Well, anywho, can I entertain you any other way?
Can I entertain
Can you sing? Are you a good singer?
Yeah, sometimes.
You
when
are
I'm
entertaining
singing,
me.
I take requests.
I don't know.
Come on, man. Out with it.
Star-Spangled Banner. That's a good one, All-American.
Okay.
Well.
I don't even know how that one goes.
Yeah, I really don't
know. Familiar.
Yeah, can you pick, like, a J-Lo song or something?
By the dawn's early light, what so
Michael, roll the boat ashore. Michael Pepe, ladies and gentlemen, will not be emceeing the St. Stupid's Day after party.
There's just a
tent revival and swap meet. Guest MC is not Michael Pepe, it's Michelle Pepe. Musical interlude presented by Cycle Side, Abu Gray of Fluff Girl, Evolution Control Committee, $2 beer and tacos. I love $2 beer and tacos. I got all the records. Slideshow by John Law, the Dominican trio, the Mesh Dog, Dominican dogs will be out front. That's right. Don't forget to rub each nose. Manny Moe and Jack will be there at curbside in person. Manny Moe and Jack. Rub the noses for good luck. Don't leave one out there very jealous.
Must that star strangle yammer get waved in the land where they peed on an old homo's grave? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a fabulous moment as our great country goes forward into its year of triumph and tragedy. Once again, the 30th annual St. Stupid's Day Parade will set forth on the 1st of April, 2008. Hardly a man is alive so late
to
remember that famous day and year when St. Stupid led his ragtag band of merry men, rebellious rogues all, lusting for life and liberty on that long peregrination round the downtown of San Francisco on bright and rainy days, in sunshine and in shower. Yes, the St. Stupid's Day Parade, one of the great monuments of Western civilization. Let us pause and be there at noon on the 1st of April once again. Yeah, passing out barf bags and other things to accommodate the crowd. And this beautiful April day.
They're hosing down the street now, getting ready for Bishop Joey's entrance.
But that stuff that you made me sore.
It makes you want to throw up your hands.
It's herbal,
in frustration.
I'm telling you, it's herbal.
It kind of hurt my throat.
South America, South America, what could be wrong?
That GHB is just a little bit too peppery.
Magic dust.
That's what you said, but I don't feel so magic right now.
You gotta wait a while.
Yeah, what happened to the magic, Bishop?
Yeah, well, you know. Prices the bay they are today, you know, we had to kind of sell off, you know, some of it just to keep afloat, so we had to kind of cut
sell
back some of the...
Sell off or die.
Yeah.
Hey,
do you have a new show?
First Church.
Yeah, baby, I got some show here.
Hey, stop that.
I got to do more show.
Come on, can I...
No, these people are out of control.
Show.
I just love this spaceship, that's all. I'll just do more show.
My show.
Show. Show will bring me down from all this, you know?
Yeah, it'll center you, man.
Show totally always centers me.
You'll feel like you're in the Manson family, but a good version.
I do already.
Show shall it be.
Oh,
make it show.
Make it show, yo.
Now, I wouldn't want to spread rumors or say anything that wasn't strictly true, but on the QT between you and me, which is to say, just between you and me and the gatepost, there's something a little bit, well, I wouldn't want to say.
Come on, tell me, what?
There's something that's, well, it just doesn't.
What is it? Come on, you can tell me.
I don't know what there is about it. It's like, whatever it is, I don't know what it is, but I just know I just don't know.
Don't be shy.
I know, but you know.
You never know.
You never know. Knowledge is not possible. Only the simulacrum of understanding. The transitory phenomenon which passes for mental acuity.
I know. What kind of gesture did the manager use?
It's purely gestural.
I know.
This wonderful work of contemporary modern art. You see it in the smiling faces of the passers-by as the obscene, sink stupid,
decorate
slithers
by. I need to write this down, actually. Hold on.
I don't like modern music.
I always totally forget, and I'm like, oh my god, I have
right
my
down
socks.
The back of this.
What an idiot I am. I need socks.
Hey, that's not a notepad.
Oh, come on. Shh. She doesn't know yet.
She's sock-free.
Surprise her.
I need socks. What else
socks,
do I need?
Pennies.
Yeah, you got pennies.
You need a big bag for the free lunch.
You're the kind of girl.
You need a big heavy canvas.
Don't wear pennies.
Free lunch.
Or don't wear big bags.
I think you should wear the bag. You just drag the panties in. Because panties are fun to throw around.
She don't have panties.
No, no.
Oh, panties.
She's got panty. The panty exchange. Now, how stupid is that?
How last year is that?
That is so sexy.
It's never been tried. You might want to try it.
I think we're branching out. Okay, yeah, there'll be a panty exchange this year.
Yeah, all girls bring their panties.
And the cutaway is to, like, Mark is through this giant set of panties she's made. Huge, the size of a building, coming around the corner during the parade.
And they'd be red, white, and blue.
Yes.
So it actually falls and hurts three people, you know,
okay, what else?
We'll talk to Christo about that.
Bystanders
okay, the
crushed
panties.
By giant panties.
Panties in San Francisco.
Stupidity. You need to bring your stupidity.
No.
You laugh now, folks, but it happens.
I pack that in my pocket every day.
Because we're rocking.
Yeah. I keep my with me at all times.
What else do I need to bring?
Old lottery tickets.
Camera,
lottery.
Sunscreen.
You do play the lottery. Do I have to say this again, people? You do play the lottery.
I didn't play the lottery.
All right, everybody, you might be walking around lucky and not know
it. I know. So you got to spend money to not know
So you either join the First Church or the Last Laugh Financial Plan, the 104 Club, which is $104.
Hey, what about Public Care?
Or the 365 All Gold Platinum.
Justin Herman
Frost. Okay. Bring something to share. Okay, for you know.
And a mattress.
Shareware.
Like wine. Like condoms. Like
condoms.
Cameras.
A mattress.
Bungee cord. Carabiner.
Bungee cord. That's one of my favorite costumes ever, actually.
The carabiner costume?
No, like
handcuffs.
The carabiner. You just can stop and drop.
Beer.
The bungee cord was a costume.
Fat tire
stop,
beer would be
hump.
Good.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, hump.
Stop, drop, and pop.
Stop your Devo.
You wear a
stop,
with the bungee cord.
Stop your
stop
Divic.
Loss.
Stop,
loss,
drop. Stop, drop, and spread it.
Stop your Tevo so that it doesn't erase all your movies before the end of the show.
Turn off your Tevo.
Condoms. What else do I need to bring? Should I wear heels?
No. Wear sensible footwear.
Yes.
Put that down.
We're marching for hours.
I want you to put that down, and I want you to underline it.
Sensible. How do you spell sensible?
Sensible.
That's Sensimilla.
B-U-L-L.
No, that's Sensimilla.
Sensible.
Sensimilla footwear.
That's right. Footwear.
Sensimilla. Can we
where did you guys come from?
Sensimilla on the way, or should we make brownies?
Make brownies.
Make some brownies.
Make brownies and bring some of those to share.
A lot of brownies.
Warn them. Say, would you like? And then you got to know how to. You know.
I know how to do that.
You can do that. Yeah. So, that. Okay, what else? A right attitude.
The right attitude.
The right attitude. Not like Michael Pepe was last year. And actually, when Michael Pepe was like for the past 29 years. This year, the 30th annual, is going to be a Michael Pepe free parade.
Really?
We're advertising it.
You know,
Michael, can you MC?
I love him.
Who is Michael
For nothing?
Pepe?
We don't know. We have no idea.
Michael Pepe, that man of
this
mystery.
Relationship over the years.
But I guess you never got that Peter Belsito
right
book.
Here. 20 years of talking to Michael Pepe. We've never seen him. Don't know what he looks like.
I haven't
moved him into his cheap little apartment.
He's a character. He's a performance artist.
Do I need a mop?
In my place? No.
No, you don't want to think about it yet. You want something.
No, I have a mop here. I
a thing to wave, kind of thing, yeah.
You want a waver.
A waver, something, you know, a mop would be nice.
Excuse, a subgenius excuse works that
magic
way.
Wand is nice, with sparklies and things, or something like that. Yeah. And then maybe, you know, barbed wire, just for a touch.
just
because it's like for kids, but look out. Okay, but look out, kids. That's kind of, that's what it's for. Because kids, it's a family event. St. Stupid's Day is a family event. Bring your kids, just dress them for trouble.
Dress for weather. dress for trouble.
Dress for trouble.
Dress them in armor.
Yeah. Kids love it, seeing adults go berserk.
I love it.
Front of the bank.
How about a bed? I remember one year some friends bought a bed.
They did. That was the, but that they did that up Columbus Avenue on a weekend parade when we went from the Pointy Building. It's not the Pointy Building this year. On a weekend, it's the Pointy Building up Columbus to Washington Square Park.
So
they had a bed on wheels, and they did things in the bed.
Anybody
going
to BayCon
this year? Who? Going to where?
Going
to Bacon? Bacon. Get it? It's a
bacon.
Secret word.
Bacon. Bacon.
Yeah.
It's
bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon? Dude,
yeah,
bacon. Are you making me bacon?
Anybody going to Bacon?
Bacon, bacon thing.
Bacon, bacon, Louisiana.
Yeah.
He meant bacon. Oh.
Can we go there on vacation?
Yeah, let's do that right now.
I want some bacon.
Wait a minute. We can't just...
Oh, okay.
Listen, it's on
a
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day?
I feel weakened on Memorial Day myself.
But what's happening on Tuesday? What's happening on Tuesday? April 1st. What's happening?
Well,
do you know?
You Paula, may have you heard know? There's a...
I don't
well,
know, but
it's kind of a parade, is what it is.
I know.
But you know, you never know. It's a kind of parade. You can
I know.
Go... You can safely say it's a parade.
It's definitely a parade. How many people are there?
A million.
A goodly number.
I think we're going to hit a million this year. Round million.
Jod Law will hit a million with his screaming
beer. There was almost a million last year, and that's
we
a lot.
Almost had a million.
Yeah, that's.
But this year it's gonna be a million, because you, the caller, are showing up Tuesday, April 1st, at noon at the Embarcadero Plaza for the 30th annual. Do it with me, St. Stupid Day.
Justin Credible
will be there.
There's a reason to go.
She'll be a visual DJ in your eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my boombox. Old style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you have to
stand
away.
Is it heavy? Can you carry it the whole way?
My iPod.
Your iPod. Yeah. Well, you got to share with everybody.
I can feel my muscle from that. I rocked it all over Maui.
Did you out-rig her canoe every morning after coffee?
And build rock walls, and I caught my own fish, and snorkeled, and built underwater rock walls, actually.
Nice.
That was really,
snorkeling?
Yeah. Yeah.
All
well,
day?
Yeah, naked.
That's how one... Wait,
see
what?
Tan?
Naked?
There's no watch. Look
That's
at
crazy.
See, there's no tan line. See
naked
that?
Snorkeling.
See, yeah,
oh, my
whole
goodness.
At St. Stupid's
that?
Day Parade this year.
Well,
on,
if you didn't have a radio, you would crash
my butt.
Your car.
See that? See that? There's what? No tan line.
There's no
there.
Butt.
Butt.
Oh.
No, there's a butt there.
Oh.
Come on.
I was looking the wrong way.
Oh, look right here. See right here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How it's all tan? Like, there's no line.
Callers, please avert your eyes at this time.
No. I'm proud of my tan.
And so what else did you do in Hawaii?
I really made a lot of nice friends.
Did you eat poi?
I did eat a little poi.
A little poi.
Poi. I went to Molokai, the island over. That was beautiful.
The leper
like
colony?
Hawaii. Yeah.
Yes.
Leper
did you go to the big rock? The big...
I made out with a leper. That was fun. That
above,
was nice.
Above the leper colony on the top of that cliff, there's a big funny-shaped rock. Did you go there?
Yeah, the one that's shaped like a funny member.
Yes, that many...
The funny member from the Elks Club?
You know what I did to that one?
No, no, it was a... There was this legend that for some reason young women would go up to this funny-shaped rock and spend the night and something would happen. Yeah.
It makes the cuttlefish happen.
It didn't matter that Molokai was also Kamehameha's boot camp, so there were lots of young men hanging out in that cliff.
You know the cuttlefish is?
Probably a pretty busy place of 300, 400, 500, 1,000 years ago.
Take a number. Hukilau.
It just made me feel funny.
Those are beautiful islands.
I hope so. Is that Michael Pepe still connected at the feed? Pepe,
Michael Pepe? No, he's gone.
This is a Michael Pepe free show. Oh, man.
That's impossible.
Hi, baby.
Nothing is completely Michael Pepe Street. Even true. The remotest regions.
Really? Like even yogurt like from Russia?
No, even 1 billion per part. Per
he's
billion.
There.
Even books about the Boston Strangler.
I saw yogurt. He was in that movie.
I still
I'm
have
so sorry
some
we almost
Michael
left
Pepe.
You that time in the bus.
I knew, yeah.
That would have been cool.
Knew,
he would have moved to Fresno and had a family.
Albert DeSalvo.
Now, you know, just a little bit
Why
of clarification for our listeners.
Remember that? Why is it so quiet in here?
What?
Because Michael
We're like
Pepe
5 miles
here.
Down, up
We're
Highway
like
5.
Away.
And we go back, and Michael Pepe is still picking out candy bars.
Well, he's picking out, taking names. Let's just say that much.
Yeah,
he's,
he never forgets.
They tried to
like
an
elephant.
You, he'd be in Fresno now.
He'd
be a college professor of behavior
tried
music.
To desert me and
no,
tried to like take off forever.
Whose bus, Michael Pepe?
Robert Burke.
The whole, I think it was Chicken's.
Yeah,
was it?
Burke.
Or Robert Burke's bus. Yeah. Tried to leave
Chickens
without.
Never left anyone behind. He uses a numbering system that makes
chicken.
Sure that everyone is on the bus.
Well, it was Robert Burke then. He tried to leave, and
Justin
threw himself in front of the bus.
We had no system for
Chicken. Really? To save you?
What time is it?
Yes.
It's weird, man.
What
Justin is hard as pure gold.
It's, oh, baby, you're so sweet.
She did that, and Burke said, I don't want to run over Justin. You know,
I don't care about Michael Pepe. And,
I'm not going to run over Justin, especially since those two were in the dating game. They won each other.
We won each other.
Remember
we
that?
Did. And that windsurfer. Whatever happened to my windsurfer?
That's right. And the windsurfing prize you won. And what happened to Robert Burke?
Yeah, what happened to him?
I don't know.
I know.
What?
Well,
okay, so let's move on, folks, because...
and let me continue next week. Thanks for tuning in.
What?
Robert Burke alert.
There
caution,
he is now.
Caution.
Denying
caution.
Everything.
Caution. Non sequitur is approaching.
So I need socks, panties, old lottery tickets, condoms, sensible footwear, brownies. I need to dress for trouble.
Dress for trouble.
It's a family event.
It's a family event. We do get down on the ground, so you will get stained with the ground.
You're going to get funk soiled. On your trunks.
Is that where the troopers
down.
Fell?
You're going to get some funk on your trunks.
Oh, you betcha.
Butterfly wings. What about, are
you still talking about me?
Unicorn horns?
Yeah. They're comparing you to butterfly wings.
Butterfly wings.
A real princess is a delicate thing, as delicate as a butterfly wing.
I'm practicing to get in touch with my inner princess. She's been lost for a long time.
So we're
getting
on it.
Yeah.
So we're
going to
great.
Is it
April 1st?
So that's it.
An animal. What day is it?
An animal. An animal of some kind.
Oh, no, I just heard it on the radio. No, it's changed, I guess. They're going to do it on Sunday.
What? The Mount Groudon
thing? That's right. Sunday. No, the St. Stupid's Day Parade's been moved from Tuesday.
To Sunday?
Yeah, to Sunday.
So you have to rent the park really fast.
Yeah, but...
I don't listen. I just heard it on the radio.
But it's not on the...
It's not on our show, so it didn't really happen.
I just can't really give that errant report any credit. Don't let this disinformation go out. I tell you, these people are simple on the butt of Jehovah. What the? A tempestuous test messaging is going on. Text.
See, I told you. Transamerica building.
Yes, because
is a movie about to play?
In that case, like a Saturn. Okay, today. That's all our friends down here.
Hey, any moment here?
334-744.
It's Justin. Guess who I'm with?
Hello, it's me, Dr. Howard Owl. We're doing our broadcast. Well, we seem to be doing fairly well. We've come almost to the end of our arc, but we've had Justin with us tonight.
Yes. It's Justin.
Praise God, indeed.
The show like ours.
You're being heard by millions of convenient listeners.
Right.
That's
now,
right,
we're
we are. You
yeah.
are. Now you grasp it. Now you clutch it.
Well,
so,
at what point does dead air?
That's your responsibility. We call those Michael Pepys. We had 5 minutes of Michael Pepe right there. We don't have dead air. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, so much, man. We can't even go there, but I
could
do it like this, like,
the super fast
stream
of information.
Yeah, you did. I'll send you your degree tomorrow, my friend.
The greatest.
Sunday.
Praise Bob. Praise Bob. All right, we got to go. We got to finish out the show. See you. Love you. Bye.
Oh, but.
Yum. That's it.
That's good,
so
yeah.
Just we could
going down the hall there.
Rich.
Now I want my eggs over easy, and I want them rolled over easy and slow, because their wounds hurt so much.
Oh, and don't forget, there's no St. Stupid's Eve at Rhythmic's Cultural Works in Alameda across the Park Street.
There isn't? Well, now it seems like everything is all getting changed. And
it is. I know. The parade's on Sunday. The St. Stupid's Eve on Saturday night
I
is
can't
not
keep
happening.
Up with these changes.
It's not
in
happening.
Fact, I strongly doubt their validity.
That's right. So you like information, call 848-4425 and hang on the line.
Yeah, but
848-4425.
It's just, it's not that I doubt you, it's just that I...
Give us a call right away. We only have a few more minutes until the new DJ goes on.
Where the heck are we? Oh, it's only a few more moments to the end of the show.
Well, that's dead air now.
No, it's not.
Michael Pepe.
We got sound effects and we've got Michael Pepe. Bubba Free Imho Pep.
Is everything all right? Are you all right?
Everything's fine. We're recording.
Going.
Can I take a few deep breaths? Is it time to go to bed yet? Can
yeah.
I put my clothes on
so
now?
So when the sun in bed, pillowed with cloudy red.
There we go.
Pillows his
and
chin
now
upon
the
orient
sunset
wave.
As the pickup jostles down that old country road.
Can I put my clothes on?
Jostles?
No, not yet. Hang on. Wait a minute. We're going to close.
Don't give
shot.
Her those things.
Shot. Okay.
Those
okay.
clothes need to be decontaminated.
Cue the sun. Okay.
It's going to come up, folks.
Cue the misty mountain.
Ah, there comes the mist right on schedule.
Okay, cue the antelope lifting
no,
his head from
the
grass.
And the deer there.
Sure
the bot fly, the snapping turtle.
Cue the wolf licking each other. Okay, not
cue
there,
the
though. Don't let the wolves lick each other there.
The wolf is licking
oh,
get
pan.
Off.
Okay.
The passenger
pan
pigeon.
Over to the squirrels. Pan over to the squirrels. Okay, pan to the squirrels. Draw in. Okay, now give me a little bit of mist. Okay,
boy,
the
those squirrels
mist.
Are getting squirrely.
Oh, okay, don't let the squirrels do that.
This
who's
particular talent seems
Justin,
to be agitating
not
the animals.
Wrangling my animals.
Oh, hold on. Let
she's agitating the animal
come
kingdom.
Here. Come here,
thank
you little
you.
Officer. That's her right over there. Do your duty.
Ah, that's more like it. This I understand.
Oh, here you go. I got this one. Here, I caught it. Here,
this was
it
supposed
satchel.
To be kid-friendly.
This is a
no, it's supposed
show.
To be Michael Pepe free.
Oh. Well, Michael Pepe oh, plays a 12-year-old boy, but he's actually much older in this film, and
I'm so dedicated
the critics
to you,
said
honey.
That this was a flaw.
This has been really fun, you guys. This has been so much fun.
This is the
have
scene of the exploding sawmill, and there is a director's commentary track.
Have I told you lately that I love you? Have I told you everything you do? I love you. I don't even know that song. And I'm
close
crying.
Enough, though.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
You know how I feel. That's how I feel.
Valancourt Fountain. Foot of Market Street.
Central. Lottery tickets.
Sensible footwear, people. Sensible footwear.
What? Don't let it out. Just don't let any air out. Just keep holding it in. Listen to the London Bridge.